Matthew chapter 27. When the morning had come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Yeshua to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and bought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See you to that." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord Yahweh appointed me." And Yeshua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Yeshua said to him, "You say." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate to him, "Hear you not how many things they witness against you?" And he answered him with nary a word, insomuch that the governor marvelled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was inclined to release to the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom will you that I release to you, Barabbas or Yeshua, which is called the Messiah?" For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he had sat down on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have you nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Yeshua. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two will you that I release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What shall I do then with Yeshua, which is called the Messiah?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then released he Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Yeshua, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Yeshua into the common hall, and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him, and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him, and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They parted my garments among them, and upon my coat did they cast lots." And sitting down they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Yeshua, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, You that destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land to the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Yeshua cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, This man calls for Elijah. And immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Yeshua, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was divided in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks divided, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Yeshua saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Yeshua from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the evening had come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Yeshua's disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Yeshua. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, He is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, Fear not you, for I know that you seek Yeshua, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee, there shall you see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Yeshua met them, saying, All hail! And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Yeshua to them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed to the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they had assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave much money to the soldiers, saying, Say you, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Yeshua had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Yeshua came and spoke to them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen.